In this bulletin, the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe arrives at his Tokyo home following his assassination yesterday. Hendrak virus detected in Queensland for the first time in 5 years. And in sport, world number two Ons Jabeur to meet 17th seed Alina Rybakina in the Wimbledon women's final this evening. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A hearse carrying the body for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has arrived at his Tokyo home following his assassination on Friday. 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami has been arrested over the murder of Mr. Abe, who was gunned down while making a campaign speech in the western city of Nara. Political campaigning has resumed for the country's upper house elections, which is reportedly an act to demonstrate a resolution not to bow to violence, though many parties will hold back senior figures from public appearances. Meanwhile, in Nara, mourners have been laying flowers at the site of the assassination, including this local resident, 50-year-old Natsumi Niwa.
I'm really shocked because I thought Abe would continue his efforts to make the country better. My child's name includes the term Kuni, which represents the beautiful nation built by Abe. So I came here to offer my gratitude to him and wanted to tell my child about him.
Queensland has recorded its first case of the Hendra virus in 5 years. A horse tested positive to the virus in Mackay and was euthanized on Friday after its condition deteriorated rapidly. The horse had not been vaccinated against Hendra virus. The property has been isolated as Biosecurity Queensland works to identify the source of the virus and ensure no people have been exposed. Hendra can be fatal in humans. It's the first case of the virus in Queensland since 2017. Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland have reported more than 25,000 new COVID-19 infections and 61 deaths in the past 24 hours. The number of Australians in hospital with the virus now tops 4,000, up by more than 1,000 in the past fortnight. In the past week, Australia has been recording more than 40,000 daily infections. 13 people have been killed and at least 36 are missing after a cloudburst triggered flash floods during an annual Hindu pilgrimage to an icy Himalayan cave in Indian-controlled Kashmir. During the annual pilgrimage, tens of thousands of Hindus cross glaciers and waterlogged trails to reach the caves, which contain an ice stalagmite considered to be a physical manifestation of the god Shiva. This year's pilgrimage takes place after a gap of 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And in tennis, Tunisian world number two Ons Jabeur will meet 17th seed Alina Rybakina of Kazakhstan at the women's final at Wimbledon this evening. It's the first time either woman has reached the Wimbledon final. Meantime, Australian Nick Kyrgios has spoken to the media ahead of his men's final against top-seeded six-time champion Novak Djokovic on Sunday. Kyrgios says he was disappointed not to meet Rafael Nadal in the semi-final after the Spaniard pulled out due to injury, but he's excited and nervous about the final ahead.
I saw some of the professionals walking around when I'd be a junior here, and I never thought that I'd be playing for the actual men's title. I feel like it's the pinnacle of tennis. You know, once you are able to raise a Grand Slam trophy, that's like, kind of what else is there to achieve? So I never thought I'd be here, and it's just, I'm just super proud, and I'm just ready to go. You know, I'm going to give it my all, and we'll see what happens.